This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news. Today is Martin Luther King Memorial Day. All government offices, schools, and banks are closed. County commissioners on Tuesday will hear a request to transfer 911 operations under the sheriff's office. The request comes after several fire chiefs asked the sheriff's office to take over the department, citing problems with leadership. David Ransom was recently demoted from emergency management director to be in charge of communications for the county. Temperatures this week will be dangerously cold. They're going to be the coldest we've seen in several years. Tuesday's highs probably won't reach 30. We'll see some single-digit wind chills as well as winter precipitation of some kind starting tomorrow through Thursday. The exact impacts of two storm systems remain to be seen. Our meteorologist Christopher Cawley breaks it down on the CCN weather blog on our website. Local and state emergency officials are gearing up for a worst-case scenario. Brine trucks are being prepared for deployment on major area highways. Heat and fuel dealers reported that they are seeing a flurry of customers preparing for the frigid temperatures. The sheriff's office is investigating a drive-by shooting along Peacock Road that occurred Saturday night. A teenager sustained non-life-threatening injuries. We've reached out to the sheriff's office for more on this story. A mother and four children died Sunday in a car crash in Bladen County. The 4 p.m. wreck occurred on NC 20 near Purdy Hall Road, according to the Highway Patrol. The children ranged in age from 6 to 16 years old. The Burger King on South Powell Boulevard in Whiteville sustained major damage during an early morning fire Friday. The morning shift noticed smoke and called 911. The Whiteville restaurant had damage to the ceiling, the hood system, and throughout the building. The restaurant will be closed for several weeks while repairs are made. A routine traffic stop turned into a major drug bust. Jerry Lane McBride and Victoria Elizabeth Dudley were jailed on charges of trafficking and possessing methamphetamine, as well as other felonies. The stop on Franklin near Madison Street in Whiteville turned up almost 60 grams of meth, as well as Suboxone strips and $1,200 in cash. A fundraiser plate sale for the family and children of Misty Crib will be held Saturday from 11 until 2 at Murph's Pond in Whiteville and Happy Home Baptist Church in Nakina. Tickets are $10. They're available at a number of area businesses. Volunteers are also needed for the Crib Family Fundraiser that's this weekend. Just meet at Happy Home Church Friday at 6 p.m. See the story online for more or call 910-625-0952. The warming station is open from 7 p.m. until 7 a.m. nightly at Facts of Life Church, 506 Lee Street in Whiteville. Call 910-918-4531 for more information. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver.